Joining me right now on the phone are Dryden's Carol Peterson and Karen Hewitson. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
You are both part of the, I understand, Poppy Committee with the Dryden branch of the Royal Canadian Legion. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Ladies, you have been very busy over the last little while, and already your project is receiving some rave reviews by the community of Dryden. Carol, tell us about the project, what it's all about, and what it is.
The ribbon of poppies that are displayed at the cenotaph, and this project has been a year in the making. I had shared some pictures with Karen, and Nola Hill last year was part of the committee. It was her vision to see that come alive and make it happen. So over the past year, Karen has contacted various different people she knows. All volunteers and poppies made were donated by 13 individuals. And we were very fortunate to have Rona donate the wire for us to attach the poppies to. And we had a team that put that together. Karen and I and a couple of the volunteers, we rolled it out and attached it to the hedges at the cenotaph. And voila, there was our display.
Karen, let's talk about the significance of the poppy ribbon, what it means to have had this project completed, and what you hope it is going to bring to the community.
Our veterans are all leaving us, and we just wanted to bring more awareness to the community. Hopefully the, you know, kids asking more questions and parents answering them, and we just wanted to pay some tribute to our veterans.
Well, it is an absolutely fantastic display that everyone is going to see if they haven't seen it already on the corner of King Street and Van Horn, where the Dryden Cenotaph is. A very bright look to the hedges because of the poppy ribbon. And as you both mentioned about the volunteers, obviously hours and hours of work, as you mentioned as well. How long do you expect to have the poppy ribbon up?
We're hoping to leave it up till we remove the wreath from the cenotaph after the Remembrance Day, probably around the 16th or 17th of November, hopefully.
All right, Carol, can we talk about the other things that the Dryden Legion does have going on with the lawn signs this year and the poppy campaign itself?
The poppy campaign this year, this is actually the 100th anniversary. So being able to put that project together and display the poppies is fairly significant in that respect. The signs that we are selling, we do have French and English. It's a sign that can be displayed in a store window if they choose, or to use the wire and actually just put it in the ground and stand it up in the yard. And it's just an addition to honoring and remembering our veterans in a different capacity. The signs are $20 each, and it is another part of the money raised through the Poppy Fund and supporting our veterans locally. It says, "We will remember them." There's a Legion logo on the left bottom corner, and it says thank you, and then it also has poppies on the sign as well. The signs can be purchased through Karen or myself. Her cell number is 216-7586, or they can message me on Messenger by Carol Nichols, Roger Peterson, and we can make arrangements either way.
All right. So as we wind down here, ladies, is there anything else that you want to add? Something maybe we've missed that you want to let everyone know about?
We're actually going to be in the Golden Mile Plaza on November 5th and 6th with our poppy booth, selling all kinds of things. We have mitts and pins and t-shirts, all kinds of hoodies, 11 until 6.
My guests this morning, Dryden's Carol Peterson and Karen Hewitson, ladies with the Poppy Committee, the Dryden branch of the Royal Canadian Legion. Make sure, if you haven't already, do check out the wonderful display at the Dryden Cenotaph. Carol and Karen, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.